The TV industry just loves a good reboot. Sherlock Holmes, The Tudors. TV execs love finding a classic story, true or otherwise, and retelling it with a bit of modern flair. Now, Leonardo da Vinci's life is being retold, but not quite as you might know it.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Perhaps you've heard of me.
I am an artist. An inventor. And an engineer.
My name is Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci, that's the sounds of Da Vinci's Demons, which begins on pay TV this week. It's fair to say that Renaissance man Leonardo is revealed as part ruffian, part hipster. Our TV critic David Knox joins us. David, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, Leonardo da Vinci, hipster for sure, a man way ahead of his time. Da Vinci's Demons, what do you think? What do you like?
Well, look, this has been written as by David S. Goyer, who we know has been responsible for the big blockbusters like The Dark Knight Rises, and I'm seeing his stamp all over this in this, as you say, fictionalized version of Leonardo da Vinci. So rather than casting someone who might be perhaps elderly and wise and talented, a talented inventor, he's certainly talented here, but he's in his 20s, a bit of a what I'm seeing is a sort of a Renaissance rock star with a buff chest and all the sword-fighting skills of a matinee idol. I think if you ever saw Jonathan Rhys-Meyers in The Tudors, who was a pretty hot Henry VIII, we would have to say, with those lavish scenes of power and sex, that's what's going on here as well.
Okay, well, in fact, this show's been compared to The Tudors and to Game of Thrones, I guess for that very reason you're talking about. But it is fictionalised. I mean, how close or far is it from what we know of Leonardo da Vinci's real life?
Well, from what I'm seeing on the screen and from what little I have to confess that I know about Leonardo da Vinci, I think it's probably a fair way off, because here he's a lady's heartthrob. And if we look to what literature has told us about da Vinci, he had a lot of affection for his male pupils. So that's been a significant change here. There is action, there's romance, there's politics and sex. I mean, the costumes look very enticing, and Tom Riley, who's the lead actor, is having a very rollicking time. But I think, you know, if you are familiar with Leonardo da Vinci's history, you're probably going to have to sort of check that at the door, I think, before you watch this one. For me, it's nowhere near as satisfying as Game of Thrones. I think we're looking and seeing period pieces being all the rage at the moment. The Borgias is another one. But look, that, you know, they're not trying to do what Quo Vadis or Ben-Hur did. Let me put it that way.
And big news in the TV world, David, after 45 years, Days of Our Lives is being axed by Channel 9. Why?
Well, they won't tell us why, other than to say it's a commercial decision, as networks will often say. So it's 45 years. It will end Friday of next week. It is the longest running scripted drama on Australian TV. I think probably.
Are people still watching it?
Well, they are. It actually won its time slot last week. So you'd have to think, why would you axe it if it's still winning its time slot? And I think what's happening here is that there's probably been a bit of a parting of the ways between the distributor, which is Sony, and also I imagine that Nine would be looking, Fran, at the demographics of the show and seeing that this is probably an older audience, and maybe that makes it harder to sell to advertisers. Mm. A couple of years ago, they got rid of The Young and the Restless, and Foxtel picked that up, so there is the possibility that could happen, but certainly the end of an era.
Okay.
on Australian TV.
And David, just finally from you, your picks?
Insight tonight on SBS breaks free from its traditional format, because Jenny Brockie is going to Alice Springs for a series of one-on-one interviews with Indigenous teenagers. So there's no studio, no audience and no adults, as we hear about family life and their dreams for the future tonight on SBS. Downton Abbey, this is the last episode of the season. It's actually part two of a Christmas special. I did see in the media some talk that Seven had chopped that in two, but that's not true. It's actually the distributors who did that for the internet. international market. But without giving too much away, there are more big plot moves in this one. And one for the sci-fi fans, Fran, Foxtel on Thursday night has a new Canadian sci-fi, which is called Defiance. It's fast-tracked, so that means I actually haven't seen it to tell you whether it's any good or not. But I want to mention it because it does have our own Grant Bowler in the lead role, and some of the people behind it did Battlestar Galactica. That's Defiance on the SF channel, which stands for sci-fi, Thursday night, 9:30.
Thanks very much, David. Talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Fran.
David Knox, tvtonight.com.au if you want to hear more of his television insights.